This is the Full Press Colts Podcast with your host, Jay Steven.
What is up, Colts fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Full Press Colts Podcast. And as my buddy Corey Thompson stated there in the intro, I am your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, January 25th, the start of a new week, the year 2021. And last week I mentioned, today we will talk all about the running backs, but there is some big news coming out of Colts camp that is pushing that conversation off a couple of days. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. That is correct. The running back conversation has to be pushed off a couple of days because your Indianapolis Colts have just named Marcus Brady as the new offensive coordinator. Last week, towards the end of the week, there was news that came out of Eagles camp that the Philadelphia Eagles have hired Nick Sirianni to be the new head coach of their football team. Doug Peterson recently got fired. Whatever was in his mind at the end of the season, the very last game of the year, ultimately, that was part of the reason he did get fired from the Philadelphia Eagles. There were also some things that are going on internally. He didn't like people telling him what to do in the hierarchy there. Those men that were above him calling the shots. And there was friction. The players didn't like him. Players were frustrated. And Doug Peterson did get let go. Nick Sirianni is in, and he is the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. The situation for his interview did circulate as far as the details that happened during the Zoom interview when Sirianni was on vacation. Very interesting, but with someone like myself who likes to have all the details and all the news and notes because there's always more to the story. If you saw and heard that situation that happened with Sirianni, what happened when he got interviewed for the job, I will say this. Neither you nor I have probably ever been in a room or know someone that has been interviewed for a head coaching position in the NFL. Maybe you know high school. Maybe you know middle school. You may know somebody in college. But many of us probably don't know somebody that has been hired as a head football, interviewed, let alone interviewed, for a head football coaching position in the NFL. So when all these details come out, we don't know. Maybe this is common practice, and it just got exposed right now. Sirianni is out as the OC in Indianapolis. Marcus Brady is in. That name might seem interesting to you. You might say, Jay, I don't know who this guy is. Where has he been the past few years? Well, the past few years, Marcus Brady has been right here in Indianapolis, Indiana. He was hired in 2018 as the assistant QB coach. In 2019, he was promoted to quarterback coach. He was there for 2019 and 2020. And then in 2021, this year, he was promoted to being the OC of the Colts. He got his start. He was a player in the Canadian Football League in 2002 and 2003. Was on the Toronto Argonauts. He also spent time with the Hamilton Tiger Cats and Montreal Alouettes. His playing career in the CFL started in 2002 and then ended in 2008. Right after that, after his tenure with the Alouettes was up, he was hired as the Montreal Alouettes. Alouettes. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly or not. I don't know. I don't watch much Canadian football. Very little at all. Montreal Alouettes. Let's go with that. If I butcher it or say it a different way down the road on this episode, bear with me. Just learning this thing as we go. He spent time with Montreal from 2009 to 2011 as their receivers coach. Was promoted to offensive coordinator of the Montreal Alouettes in 2012. In 2013, from 2013 to 2017, he was the OC of the Toronto Argonauts, and then that was when he got his first start and stint in the NFL as a coach in the National Football League. One interesting thing about the quarterback position and Marcus Brady that I find very interesting, not just for him, but also for Frank Reich as well. In the very next segment, we will talk more about the quarterbacks and who I think the Colts should go after, heavily go after, as far as who should be the quarterback next year. But Marcus Brady and Frank Reich, they have been put with a tough task. In 2018, one quarterback. 2019, another quarterback. 2020, another quarterback. And then 2021, another quarterback as well. You say, Jay, has it really been that many quarterbacks in that span? That is correct. 2018, Andrew Luck. 2019, Jacoby Brissett. 2020, Philip Rivers. And in 2021, it surely looks like there will be another quarterback here for the Colts that'll be calling the shots. That's a lot. That's a lot for any person. We talk all about the players and the quarterbacks. Oh, this quarterback or Tom Brady has had this many offensive coordinators, or Peyton Manning has had Tom Moore his entire lifetime, or things like that. Or you may think of a Matthew Stafford. We'll talk more about him in the very next segment. But he wasn't dealt a good deck of cards, a good hand, consistently. No. Time after time after time again, he was put in a rough spot where he was going to have to really put it to himself and say, hey, look, guys, I don't have consistency with my coaches. I don't have consistency with my players, with my teammates, with the guys I'm throwing the ball to. So how in the world do you expect me to be successful? It's tough. It's very, very tough to be successful when there is no consistency with the voice that is in your head, or there is no consistency with the person that you are talking to and working with every single offseason. 2018, even though he was the assistant QB coach for the Colts, he got his feet wet. Yes, Andrew Luck was there. Okay, cool. New coach, new system. Andrew Luck is there. Brissett, Luck goes down. So all of a sudden, Brady gets a promotion. Marcus Brady, that is. And then to be the full-time QB coach. And in his first 2 years, Brissett, limited. Extremely limited as a quarterback. And then Rivers, limited, but not in the same ways that Brissett was limited. Rivers could do more, but still, Philip Rivers was still limited as a quarterback. The guy that the Colts pick coming up this year. Very, very, very key to the future of the Colts. Do they go short term or do they go long term? Stick around, because that's what we're going to talk about coming up next. Welcome back to the Full Press Colts Podcast, part of the Full Press Coverage Podcast Network. Guys, Marcus Brady, is he new AC? No. Offensive coordinator for the Colts, not Anthony Costanzo, nicknamed AC or initials AC. No, he is the new offensive coordinator of the Colts. He has been around with the Colts since 2018. And one thing I know Marcus Brady is going to want is a quarterback that he could work with, not just for 1 year, but for next year, the year after that, and the year after that as well. Marcus Brady's looking out there and looking to see, who is available, what players might suit him, what players out there are people that might fit him and his scheme and his philosophy the best, as he is going to be very instrumental with the offense and what Frank Reich is doing on a play-by-play basis during the season. The first name on my mind, it is someone that I think should be on everybody's mind, might be hard to get, but I do think if you can get him, he is the best option out there. It is Deshaun Watson. The Texans are not a very wise franchise right now. They may be trying to get the bad apples to get good apples in. But from what I have seen from the Houston Texans and what I have heard from Deshaun Watson, it sure seems like everything going on in their camp leads people to believe Deshaun Watson has lost all faith in that organization. One other thing that's interesting about Deshaun Watson and him being able to leave Houston, demand a trade to go where he wants to go, it's very similar to what James Harden did in the NBA. James Harden told you where he wanted to go, and you made it happen very, very quickly. Ultimately, many of you are Colts fans, and the Pacers did get a little piece of that pie in that blockbuster trade in Caris LeVert. many of you, you may be Victor Oladipo fans, but you were probably, some of you were happy when you heard that Victor Oladipo was going to get shipped out of town because it sure seemed like he didn't want to be in Indianapolis. Deshaun Watson, it's my first choice. If you can get him, go for it. With as odd as the Texans are, do I think they'll trade him in division? I do not, but I also didn't think they would trade, get rid of DeAndre Hopkins for basically nothing as well. Bill O'Brien is out. He is now in Alabama as their new offensive coordinator. Really looking forward to and interested to see what happens next with that man. But Deshaun Watson, if you can get him, go for it. Because honestly, he is the best option out there. Now, if you can't go out there for him, I think you should go for Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, a few things that he has never had or in Detroit. Consistent offensive line, even good offensive line play. A good good receivers. He had Megatron, but outside of that, who are the receivers of the Detroit Lions? When you think of the Detroit Lions, you say, okay, cool. I know their weapons. It's Megatron. Okay, cool. Who else do they have? I don't know. And that's how kind of how things are. You think about their weapons, and you just don't know who he has to throw the ball to. It's very interesting. Megatron's not there anymore. The Lions are still the Lions. Bad organization starting up top, making bad decisions, bad hires. Matt Patricia is gone. The two sides have mutually decided that it's best for them to part ways, and the Lions are looking to start a trade for Matthew Stafford. If they can do that, send him to Indianapolis. Many of you Colts fans might not like this, but if you could find a way to get Marlon Mack out of Indianapolis, utilize Marlon Mack, maybe a pick or two to get Stafford, Marlon Mack in a second-round pick maybe, to get Stafford to come to Indianapolis, that might be ideal. Now, I will say, Marlon Mack and his trade value is not that high right now. Injured in back-to-back seasons. But we all have seen guys, they have been injured in back-to-back seasons. They come back, they get healthy, and they are killing at the team that they play at next. I'm going after Matthew Stafford. Now, many people after the NFC Championship, many of you have heard Aaron Rodgers and his situation there in Green Bay. As far as him not knowing where his future holds, does that mean he's going to retire? Does that mean he wants out of Green Bay? No. Nobody knows but Aaron Rodgers and those close to him right now. I am not going to speculate and say that I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to leave Green Bay, or I'm going to speculate and say Aaron Rodgers is going to retire. I am not that guy because I have no idea what is going through the head of Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers is on the Pat McAfee Show every Tuesday. Looking forward to listening to that interview coming up tomorrow. You can watch it via the YouTube. Listen to it via Mad Dog, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio as well. Either on the radio, in your car, or on the YouTube. You can catch it there. Listen to that interview. Follow Pat McAfee on Twitter. He will let you know around the time that Aaron will be on the show. I sure hope he's on the show coming up tomorrow, because I'm interested to see what kind of questions or what things Pat McAfee asks Aaron Rodgers and how Aaron Rodgers responds. Aaron Rodgers, if you can get him, cool. But that's going to be a 1 or a 2 year fix, similar to what happened with Phillip Rivers. It was a 1, maybe a 2 year fix. I just don't know if A-Rod's going to play for 2 more years. Yes, I do call the man A-Rod. You follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. I will call him A-Rod. It's a whole lot quicker and easier to type A-Rod on the Twitter than to type Aaron Rodgers on the Twitter. I don't really care about the character count. I'm just trying to get things out and typed up and hit send as quick as possible right after I proofread to make sure things are A-okay for the things that I want to put out on a public forum. My first pick is Deshaun Watson. Second is Matthew Stafford. You can probably get 3, maybe 4 years out of Stafford. Watson is always going to be the first because he has a long time left to play the football in the NFL. If you want to go long-term and make more of a project, Sam Darnold. That's my last guy that I have on my list. Deshaun Watson 1, Matthew Stafford 2. I'll say maybe Aaron Rodgers 3 if that's a possibility, but Sam Darnold 4. And you may say, Jay, why? He was in New York. What do you know about New York and Detroit? What is similar? They're not that good. they're not that good at all. No, they're not. The organization up top, embarrassing. The organization as far as coaching-wise, embarrassing. The Jets have fallen a long way since the latter part of the 2000s when Rex Ryan was there and he had them in the AFC championship. They've fallen a long way down the drain. Yes, they got Le'Veon Bell. How'd that work out? He got hurt. Oops. Even though, Siri, you couldn't hear me, I could clearly hear you. Yes, they got Le'Veon Bell, but that didn't work out. He did get hurt and ultimately got shipped out of town. Did draft a young offensive lineman, really good offensive lineman. Got hurt during the series. Actually, I believe he got hurt during the game when the Colts played the Jets earlier this year. And there's a lot of things that have gone on that have made the Jets a dumpster fire. Adam Gase is fired. The young man from San Francisco is now the head coach. The old DC of San Francisco is now the head coach of the Jets. Sam Darnold, man, if I'm him, I'm trying to get out and go to a good team. Part of the reason that players and quarterbacks want to come to Indianapolis, they have a good offensive line. They have good running backs. They have decent, somewhat kind of consistent, more decent tight end play. You draft a wide receiver. You have a young Michael Pittman Jr. You have Zach Pascal. You draft a wide receiver or get one in free agency to help aid the progression in how good the quarterback can play. The Colts are not very far off of being a Super Bowl contender next year. Even going back to the wild card round against the Bills, it sure seemed like the Colts played well enough to win that game just down the stretch, even if you eliminate those somewhat calls by Frank Reich. There were other plays in the game that derailed and that got in the way of the Colts winning that AFC wild card matchup. I got to go to Deshaun Watson. I got to go Matt Stafford. Got to have Aaron Rodgers in the mix at some point if they're in there. If the Colts want to do another one year plus maybe a two, that's a trade. And you don't know what Green Bay wants to is willing to possibly give up or want for Aaron Rodgers if they ship him away. Stafford is also a trade. Watson is a trade. Sam Darnold, if you get him, that's a long-term thing. I will say this now, do not draft a quarterback in this draft. I am not a fan of the Colts drafting a quarterback, especially, now if you want to draft one, great. I would not go first overall pick and draft a quarterback. Trevor Lawrence at one. I have seen Zach Wilson at QB2. I have seen Justin Fields at QB2, just depending on who it is. You got Trey Lance, another project. You drafted Jacob Eason last year. Fields, a project. You got Eason last year. Zach Wilson, maybe a project. You drafted Eason last year. There are so many. Kyle Trask, a project. You drafted Eason last year. You get the gist? You get the point of what I'm trying to say? You got to figure out something to do now. You do have some trade bait here with Jacoby Brissett. I am a fan of saying don't get Jacoby. Some of you might say go get Jameis Winston. That boy can't move. We all laugh and make fun of Dak Prescott when he moved his hips in that way in warm-ups and he was doing that little hip look like a dance and everybody was laughing, getting their jokes off. Well, Jameis Winston tried the same thing in warm-ups and looked so much stiffer. So stiff. It was comical. Quite comical. Quite embarrassing if I was him, but he's got to loosen them hips up to be able to sling that ball all around the yard. There are so many situations out there with people, with quarterbacks that people may want and may not want. I think the biggest need for the Colts right now, draft a left tackle in the first round, then worry about maybe drafting a quarterback later on. But I would also name Eason your QB2, get rid of Brissett. Phillip Rivers is gone. Get somebody that's already in the league right now to be your quarterback. If you draft a quarterback, he's a project right behind Eason, who didn't get much run this year, didn't get any run this year. And honestly, in a lot of games, he wasn't active at all. That's my list. Guys, feel free to send things back to me at jstevens07 on Twitter, jstevens317@gmail.com. Thank you for enjoying another episode of the Full Press Colts Podcast. We'll be coming at you on Wednesday with information about the running back position. Already gave you a little nugget about what I think they should do with the running back room, if they should keep somebody or if they should not. But man, this is going to be fun, guys. A lot of fun. Year in review. Senior Bowl is this week as well. So a lot of the Colts beat writers and college writers as well. Not Colts, but college writers, but just college writers as well will be at the Senior Bowl, or will be able to get film from the Senior Bowl to be able to see what is going on, who is a standout, and who is not doing much to make the scouts go wow. Guys, other places or places you can check out the Full Press Colts podcast or the Full Press Coverage app, which is free, or fullpresscoverage.com or Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your fine podcast. Guys, subscribe, follow, so you don't miss a beat. We'll be coming at you on Wednesday with more news surrounding this year in review for the Colts. Coming up Wednesday, it's all about the running backs.